tune in to Conversations with Dr. D. Yvonne Young. Join America's leading relationship expert, top holistic life coach, and best-selling author, Dr. D. Yvonne Young, along with a diverse team of regular commentators, experts, and celebrity guests. Be entertained while being informed on the issues that affect you most. Don't miss it. Dr. D. Yvonne Young, providing you the tools you need to start living a profoundly extraordinary life.
Good afternoon, America, the United Kingdom. Good and hello to my friends down in Australia, the Virgin Islands, the Caribbean, the Middle East. Everybody's listening to this show, so if I left you out, I still want you to know, hi, hope you have a fantastic day. You know, one of the biggest things that comes to my attention on a so frequent basis is people saying to me, Doc, it seems like everything I do, no matter how hard I try, no matter how much I put an effort forth, I take four steps forward, five steps backwards. I don't understand. It makes absolutely no sense to me that with everything that I have done, I've gone to school, I've gotten that certification, I've gotten the degree, I've put myself in a situation where things, for lack of a better choice of words, just keep seeming to caving in on me. They just, no matter what I do, how hard I try to do it, I'm having issues that I don't even freaking deserve to have. Dr. Young, what can I do to fix my life? How do I even know that I'm doing the right things right now? I've done everything from try to raise chickens. Okay, I do not want any letters from anyone that's trying to raise chickens. I was using that as an example. But, you know, the truth be told, all of us want one thing, and that is to experience pure joy in our lives. We think that if, you know what, maybe if I go buy this car, if I wear enough jewelry, if I smoke enough weed, if I have enough sex, if I get the job or the promotion on my job, that's going to do it. That, you know, that's Mecca. I found bliss. I'm happy now. Well, let me give you a hint. Everything that you're doing in your life, you are doing this stuff with one specific goal in mind, and that is to return to this state that you have been in, that you experienced prior to coming into life as you know it. And here's what I mean by that, okay? Because I don't want you thinking, okay, what kind of weird stuff is Dr. Young talking about today? Well, just bear with me. I'm going to go there with you. Before you were born, before you were conceived, if you read in almost any religious text, you will see that God makes this profound statement that I knew you before you were ever in your mother's womb. I yet knew you, right? Now, let's think about this. The part of you that is spiritual, the part of you that is beyond the temptation of needing your ego validated, the part of you that does not fear death because you know there's no such thing, the part of you that doesn't need someone else's approval in order to feel good about yourself, the part of you that doesn't need a college degree or a certification or a license, existed before you were born. And everything that you've been doing in your life, from going to church to praying to eating a certain type of diet, all of that stuff is just you trying to reconnect with the divine part of yourself. That is what is causing over 90% of your quest and desires to move forward in life. Then what do we try to do? We try to go and get in a relationship with somebody, and we figure, you know what, If I find love, if I just get this right person in my life, then I'll be happy. Then you marry the person, and you're like, what in the hell have I done? Next thing you do, you try to go and figure, okay, I'll buy a dog. I just need something to come home to. Now the dog bit you. He pooped in your living room and peed on you. So you start going, okay, that didn't work. Having a dog is like having a kid. At least I can tell the kid to go watch TV. I didn't have to walk the kid. And then you think, well, if I just make more money, so now you make more money, you got more fake friends, and you have more bills and more taxes, and, you know, you figure, well, maybe if I go and get a payday loan, that will fix my problems. Now you find yourself in more debt, and you can't even get out of debt. Dr. Young, what the heck can I do to fix my life? How do I go to the next level? Well, I've got some fantastic news for you today. I'm going to actually help you do that. The way that I'm going to help you is going, some of it for some of you will be new. There are lots of you that have been following me for quite some time, and some of this stuff you're going to say, okay, I've heard you say this before. Well, if you heard me say it before and you didn't apply it, that's why you are in the shape you're in right now. But that's okay, too. I am going to make sure that today, by the end of this program, you not only have some mumbo feel-good jumbo crap to, because that's not what I'm about. You know, the D. Yvonne Young brand is totally about you, and it's totally about giving you the tools that you need to start living a profoundly extraordinary life. With that said, go get your pen and paper, because you already know we're going to be doing a lot of writing things down today, okay? Go ahead, get the pen, get the paper, get your tablet out. You ready? The first step in this process is understanding the point of your need. Let's make this somewhat simple. There are four categories that you deal with on a consistent basis, and I want you to write these categories down, all right? Write each category on a separate sheet of paper, index card, or if you're using your tablet, make sure you leave a lot of space between these categories. You ready? Okay, here we go. The first category is you pick which one is important. I'm going to tell you what the categories are. You put them in order of importance, okay? The four categories are your body, your home, your relationships, and your career. You got me? Your body, your home, your relationships, and your career. All right? Come on, write faster than that. There's a whole lot of stuff we're going to do today. I can't slow the show down. Wait, no, you write it down. Okay, I know you didn't get it. Your body, your home, your relationships, or your career. And I hope you're not writing you're in referring to yourself in third person. That should say my body, my home, my relationships, my career. Okay, you got it? Good. Next thing, let's focus on whichever area is most important to you. All right? I want you to write the following sentence. Right now. It's very important you write this word right now, this phrase, I'm sorry. I just went into Sister Coleman talking about number B. I'm sorry. Right now, comma, this is what I desire regarding my blank, okay? Don't write regarding my blank. If you're doing that, please stop drinking this early in the day. Meaning, right now, this is what I desire regarding my body. Right now, this is what I desire regarding my home or my home life. Right now, this is what I desire regarding my relationships. Right now, this is what I desire regarding my work. Don't skip past the right now part. Let me tell you why we say right now. People, I don't want you thinking I don't care if you have it together or your life is falling apart. It's just going that way for right now. So if you have it totally together, don't get the big head. You are either coming in a storm, just left a storm, or in the midst of a storm, okay? You're either in a season where you are sowing, reaping, or harvesting. In other words, you need to define that what is taking place in and about you is only happening for right now. The reason for that is that there is power in right now. If you've read my last book, Another Chance, Where Would You Be Without One? If you haven't, go to my website. Someone asked me, they made a comment. I'm not trying to digress, but I just want to say this. Someone asked me, they said, well, Dr. Young, why have you pretty much tried to pull your books from being available in Barnes and Noble, what have you? Real simple. They don't, all authors get screwed by major retail bookstores, and I've already been there. I've written two best-selling books. I already know that's not the way to go. So go to my website. Just go to drdyvonneyoung.com and order your book or order the Kindle version of it or whatever. But back to what I was talking about. The reason why you go and say write now is because I want you to understand you can only have dominion and power over what is present in your life. So for many of you, the reason you cannot go to the next level is because you are trying to fix something that hadn't even happened yet, or you're trying to fix something that happened a long time ago. You can't. You cannot fix the past, and you can't fix the future. So stop driving you and everybody that loves you crazy focusing on something that you cannot do a doggone thing about. Sonia Stribling, I am working on not saying some bad words. I have to put that out there. That's my dear friend. She's like, Dr. Young, it hurts our ears sometimes when you use those words. So I'm going to try to restrict my bad words to 3- and 4-letter words. I know that really just didn't go well with some people. But anyway, now back to this. I want you to write it down right now. This is what I desire regarding my, for some of you, relationships, for others, my home. For others, my body. For others, my work. Now, I'm sure you can think of something associated with each category. Now, I'm going to give you an example. Let's say, for instance, for a lot of you, it's my body, you know, or my career. So I'm going to use an example for both. You say, right now, this is what I desire regarding my body. Beneath that category that you're writing on, I want you to justify what it is that you desire by being very specific in its description. So let's say you're talking about my body and you say, I want to return to my ideal body weight. Something that simple. Or let's say it's your career. You say, you know, right now, that's the sentence above it. This is what I want regarding my career. And we're going to start breaking it down and getting into the nuances of it. So the sentence on that page will say, I want to feel happy when I go to work. All right? Enough. Now, I don't want you to just stop with one I want, because each area that we're focusing on, you are going to take dominion over that area of your life. So make a list. If you're saying, okay, I want to return to my ideal weight. I want to wear clothes where the buttons don't pop off and hit people in the eye. Lord, I hope your clothes ain't that tight on you. I want to feel better about my health. I want to have more stamina in the bedroom or when I'm dealing with my children. I want to stop feeling fatigued. You feeling me? In other words, I want you and the things that you said right now, this is what I desire. I want you to break down the wants associated with each desire. So just go ahead. For some of you, I want a new weave. Oh, never mind. For some of you fellas, I want a new wife. Well, you might want to treat the one you got right now a little better, and you'll have a new wife. But that's another show, isn't it, people? The next thing is, and I'll just use some examples in all of it. And, you know, I want a new home. I want a home in a safe neighborhood. I want a home and I want a home near my parents. I want a home away from all of my relatives. I want a relationship that makes me happy. I want a relationship with someone that will help me create and build something. I want, so just go ahead and list at least four or five I wants after each area. Go ahead. Now, and just to kind of get this ball rolling and keep the show moving, I'm going to go back and say this again. Your first thing is right now, this is what I desire regarding blank, my body, my home, my relationships, my career. The next thing I want you to do is, and make this on separate pages because we're going to do a lot of work with this, okay? Now, for each I want statement, we're going to go down one more level on that page and say, I want because. So let's go back to this. Like I said, right now, this is what I desire regarding my career. And I said, I want to be happy going to work. Draw a line and put because. If you didn't write but one thing and you left some space, that's good, because what you're going to write up under it is, I want to be happy when I go to work because I am less stressed out. I want to make more money when I go to work because I won't be stressed when I have to take care of my bills or my children. In other words, your I want statements that you wrote now need to be connected to a because. In other words, what is the purpose for what you want? There's got to be a purpose behind the things that you want in life. And you probably go, well, Dr. Young, why is that? Here's why. What I'm teaching you right now is how to shift the vibration, because remember I keep telling you, you are a spiritual being. Everything with you is about the vibration that you're giving off, and like attracts like. Many of you, right at this moment, you're praying, and I'm not going to say there's nothing wrong with praying, so don't get it twisted and send me some jacked up letter because I'm going to write you a jacked up letter back. But the truth of it is you are manifesting what you're vibrating on. So here's an example. If you notice I said right now, this is what I desire. You didn't hear me say I need, and there's a reason for that. When you say you need something, and even in prayer, especially in prayer, God, I need $500. You may think that you are vibrating and attracting $500 to you. What you are really doing is vibrating the lack thereof. In other words, you cannot manifest in prayer or in meditation, which, by the way, for those of you religious folks that don't really understand, meditation is the highest form of prayer, okay? And if nobody taught you that, I just did. Meditation is the highest form of prayer because that's when you're allowing God to do the talking instead of you doing the begging. You get me? But when you start vibrating and you start resonating at this level, where you're saying, I need, God, I need a man in my life. I need a woman. All you're doing is amplifying the absence of something in your life. And when you amplify with passion and emotion the absence of something in your life, what you are attracting to you is more lack and more absence and more of a void. In other words, you cannot attract something to you by thinking of the absence or lack thereof it. If you didn't get that, when you listen to the archive of this program, just keep replaying that. Sooner or later, it will sink in. If not, just write me an email or some on Facebook, and I'll try to help you understand that better. But stop focusing on what you don't have in the form of lack or need. Okay? What this exercise is going to do for you, it is going to shift your vibrational frequency from attracting more of what you don't want and guide it toward the manifestative aspect of positioning yourself to have that which you seek come your way, okay? So after you say, right now, again, you're taking dominion over it now. It is no longer being, you know, a lot of you pray, and you don't even know how to pray. You know, you start and you're thinking that if you get down on your knees like that little child on that picture with your hands folded like a church steeple pointing north, that's praying. You're a nut. That is not prayer. Nor is, you know, I've just got to say this. I was visiting a church, speaking at this church once. And when I got finished, this woman told me, well, why don't you, Pastor, run around the church? And I said, excuse me? Hell no. Yeah, I mean, I didn't say that to her, but, you know, no. I ain't running around. That, let me tell you something, folks. Running around a church, jumping up and down and punching somebody in the eye because you done started shouting is not, that ain't God. That's your butt being possessed with stress and with anxiety to the point that now you shouting, snot running all out your nose, you done kicked somebody in the groin and punched the ursa while they trying to fan your crazy butt. That is not the Holy Spirit. And anybody that tells you are, they need Jesus or whatever, you know, they need Allah, Buddha, they need something. But I'm telling you, that is not God. You don't have to do all of that. What you need to do right this moment is change your vibrational frequency to one that is not operating and fostering a state of lack, and change your vibrational frequency to one that resonates and starts attracting, because the laws of attraction, which are divine spiritual laws, you know, if you are a Christian, you follow Jesus. Jesus taught this. If you follow Muhammad, it was taught in the Quran. These laws are all about as a man think, so is he. That does not mean that if you think you freaky, you're a freak. Yes, there may be some truth in that, but that has nothing to do with you attracting in your life manifestation. Next thing, the reason why you are defining that which you desire by going another step into it by saying, I want, is because there's this thing about prayer. And if you're going to get in God's presence, it says get into his presence with an attitude of thanksgiving. And then here's the other thing. Every holy text I have ever read in my life says that if you ask for something from God, you must believe. Did you hear me? You must believe that you receive it. And belief is what you know to be the truth. Are you feeling me now? So when we start connecting the passion of manifestation with belief, that is, put in another way, I want because. In other words, if I believe that you are my friend, I believe it because, you seeing what I'm saying here? Well, I guess you really can't see what I'm saying. This is a radio program. But if you are hearing what I'm saying, your belief becomes evident when you go from what you want to understanding why it will change your life. In other words, If I believe that sight will be a blessing to me, and I want my sight restored because I want to see the splendor of all creation, I want to see the evidence of the fruit of my labors, I want to behold those that love me and that I love, all of a sudden I have gone from operating in a state where I am focused on being blind to a state where my focus has now shifted into the benefit of manifesting what I want and what I desire. Are you? If you're still confused, just take a deep breath and, like I said, listen to this. Now, here's what jacks you up. What jacks you up is when you start trying to figure out how these things are going to come, when they're going to come. When you think about why you want something, you change your frequency from a frequency of lack and a frequency of despair and a frequency of depression and a frequency of anxiety and a frequency of and emptiness and need to a place where you are now attracting and vibration the essence of the purpose. God said to you, I will supply all your needs according to my purpose for your life. To shift to a mindset that focuses on the purpose of the things that you desire is totally different than having a mindset that is obsessed with void. I need $500 is a whole lot different from God, from saying, God, I desire $500 because I can change something. Now, for some of you, you are probably having a hard time distinguishing the difference between these two things. Well, I'm going to tell you why. It's because you associate passion with lack, or I'll say it another way. I was doing a program, this program, a few weeks ago, and I was talking about how we get things twisted and we confuse passion and we confuse purpose with the absence of things. We start thinking that of prosperity as something that is out of reach for us. But even at the end of your day, everything that you want is because you feel in the having of it, you will change your condition, you will become complete, and you will experience joy. A great example is you feel that, hey, if I win the lottery right now, I will experience joy because I won this money. Not true, boo, not true. You're not going to experience joy because you won some money. You're going to experience joy because of what you do with the money that you won if you're wise. Like a lot of these television programs have proven, a lot of us get exactly what we've asked God to give us. And when we get exactly that which we've asked him for, what do? We go and just screw it off. We go and mess it up. We start going every way but in the right direction, all because we figured having this substance, having this thing, having this person was going to be what changed our lives, when the truth of it is, it's not going to change your life. Having things will never fix your problems. I know some of you believe that. I'm here to tell you that's a lie straight from the pit of hell. If anything, people perish for a lack of knowledge. And you saw me put that in on the promotion for this program today. Wisdom is the source of everything in your life. Purpose is the doorway. It is the path. It's the keys that help you to reach that place of transcendence and that place of transformation that will allow you to be all that you were ever created to be, until you get to a point where you understand that there will be no manifestation of anything in your life that's ever going to have duration and meaning until you get in touch with this part of you that understands everything that has been bestowed upon you, everything that is coming your way will be the result of God's purpose for your life. Does this make sense to someone? If so, just look straight ahead and say, thank you, because I really need to hear this. Now, here's what I want you to know. We're going to listen to something, but the second portion of what I'm getting ready to onboard with this show is going to be, how do you get your life back in order? You know, I'm telling you now how to bring things into your life, but does it make sense that if I tell you how to bring it in, wouldn't it make even more sense to go beyond bringing stuff in and figuring out, okay, maybe this is the time that I need to exit some stuff up out of here? It is. God cares, and he loves you. And to prove that, we're going to take a short break. If you haven't called that friend and said, you know what, this is getting real deep today, here's the stuff you need to do to get your act together and get your life back in order, you might want to get them on the line right now. You're listening to Conversations with Dr. D. Yvonne Young, and we'll be right back in 2 minutes.
If you've ever felt like God has turned your face away, here's a reminder, he still cares
for you.
Even when you're going through, God will never,
just know that he'll never,
he'll never
leave you.
He'll never leave you.
He still cares.
He still cares.
He still cares
for you. You.
He still cares.
He still cares.
He still cares
for you. He wants to meet you right where you are. If I can, I'll explain. No matter who you are, no matter what you've been going through, God has not forgotten you. He still cares. He still cares for you, for you. God still cares. Let him prove it again. He cares. He cares for you. Yes, he does. He says he will never, he'll never leave you.
Hey, I just wanted to make sure that you understand you are not alone in this journey. What I want to do, I see I've got some phone lines lit up, and that means that that someone wants to ask a question and make a comment. Right now, if you want to do that, we've got so many lines lit up, I want you to press 1, and that's going to clear you out the queue and put you right back in. So press 1 right now. And it'll take you out the queue, and press it again if you have a question or a comment. I'm going to take your call just shortly. There are some things that you have to do. You know, I spent the first part of this program talking about attracting things, and how is it that you start rededicating your focus toward bringing things in. The process of I want and because is powerful. it's like a magnet. It will start attracting the things that you want to you and stop you from being this vibrational being, because that's what we all are, as vibrational beings. You're like a little magnet. Everything that you're thinking, everything you're doing attracts stuff in your life. And as these things, as you see things, you attract more of the same. That's why people with good luck, they say they're on a roll. Well, it's true. They are on a roll. They start feeling that, you know what, this stuff is what I want and desire. And they start vibrating it, and that's why people have winning streaks. And if you want to have a winning streak at life, you need to change and get a grip on how you're thinking and how you're perfecting things, okay? I'm going to try to take a call real quick, and hopefully I cannot see your number because it's coming in weird. So I'm going to try to do this. If this call comes through, fine. If not, we're going right back to the program. You're on. This is Dr. Young. How can I – what, do you have a question or a comment today? Can you hear me, caller? Okay, because your number appeared is 11111, so I can't identify who you are. Sorry about that. Okay, back to this show. Here's some steps that I want you to realize that will help you get your life back together. The first thing, get rid of all the negativity in your life. Put people, I don't care if they're family, I don't care if it's your mommy and daddy or your kids, if they're bringing drama to your life and negativity, you don't need to start any trouble with them, but become less reliant on them. Cut back on fooling with these folks. They are not helping you. You cannot take a bath and then step back into the hog pen and wonder what happened. The hog pen meaning all the slop that people are saying and doing in and around you. Get rid of negativity. And being honest with you, God has gotten rid of some folk for you, and your dumb behind goes and drags these people right back up in your life. And I'm going to give you an example of that. I'm so transparent. I have had situations in my life recently and in the past where people have, God just touched people and they left. And then, you know, I'm one of these folks that I believe in trying to keep a team together. I believe in trying to love people, all this stuff. And I will try to go and be like, well, you know what, I don't want to, you know, let me call so-and-so, write them a letter and be like, look, I love you. You know, let's try to, you know, stay a team. If God has people leave you, bye. Tell them bye. Don't go get these folk, because what you are doing is you're sentencing yourself to mediocrity. You are creating a problem in your own life, and God had already solved it. But no, you want your baby daddy back. You want your baby mama back. You know that man was jacked up, that woman's ratchet. Let them go. Quit bringing things in your life that the universe, when I say the universe, I mean the Creator, our Father, the Holy Spirit, has moved out of your life. Let these folk go, child. You will not miss them. You won't. I've had people come to my office month in and month out still crying about the same doggone folk that they had in their life that God moved them out. You know their mama's crazy. You know their daddy's crazy. The apple does not fall far from the tree. And God not only was so kind to you by letting you know what? That person's family is crazy. Get away from them. But no, you want to go try to make up and be friends and kiss these people, but they're not going to change people. And if they do, you can't change them. They have to change from the inside out. There's nothing you can do externally to change other people. Nothing. All you could do is make them have sex with you, get some money from you, top you, and waste your time. You're not going to change. Here's the next thing. Cut back on unnecessary stuff. You know damn well you too old to be hanging at the club. Why are you at happy hour 3 or 4 times a week? There's nothing that's going to make you happy inside of a bottle of liquor. And all them winos and well-dressed alcoholics that you're hanging around with, and that's not changing your life. Even going to church too much ain't good for you. I know right now, pastor go, oh, Lord, he done told him don't come to church. He's the devil. No, Negro, you the devil. I'm telling you right now, that is not it. God said, I came that you may have life and life more abundantly, not church and church more abundantly. And now I'm not telling you don't go to church. I'm not telling you don't, work in and support ministries that are legitimate. I'm not saying go buy your pastor a new car. Matter of fact, I need to tell y'all this one. Oh, God. I was at this church one day, and this if you go to a church where the pastor has a gold envelope for your offering and he has some white envelopes for everybody else, and when you give $50 or $100, put it in this gold envelope, you're at the wrong damn church. Leave. You're getting pimped. I'm warning you. You're getting pimped. I'm not even going to say nobody's name because I don't want to get into cussing people out. But I'm going to tell you like this. There are certain activities that you are paying a tremendous cost to be part of. Some of you. But activity is a relationship you're in where somebody's slapping you, calling you out your name, and talking about you in front of your friends and relatives. That is not good, boo. Get out. Leave. Some of you have unnecessary activities like sitting in the house too much. You watching everything on TV. Some of you, I've actually had people in my office paying me, and they sitting in my office texting folk while they're supposed to be working on their issues. And I'm like, are you serious? You're actually going to come waste my time and your time while you text folk when you should be talking to your spirit and communicating with yourself and working on you. So any activity that does not produce good fruit in your life right now, you can cut that on out. I would rather for you to go to a movie by yourself than to be in a crowd of people with a bunch of folks that mean you no good. Be careful about choosing things that are important. And I'm going to tell you something else. Some of you have new relationships that just happened, and you're kind of like, well, but I was with Tom for 8 months. I was with her for 5 months, and this person is new. Tom was a doggone fool. That woman was no good. But now you got somebody that's equally yoked, somebody that you can actually do something with, you can build something with, and you're sitting up there screwing over your blessings because happy does not feel right. You're like, well, you know, I've been dating so-and-so for a month, for a week, and we haven't had an argument yet. Okay, well, what's the problem? You need to have an argument for it to be good? Don't look beautiful things in the face. Time is short, and you're not going to get no extra time. For example, if you watch TV 5 hours a day, you're wasting time in your life. If you are going to the club 4 or 5 times a week, if every time you look up, you're hanging with the same group of women. Now, I'm not saying that if your group that you're involved in is actually achieving something, by all means, put in the time. But what I'm saying is when you look at things or people or circumstances or habits that are costing you your sanity or things you could live without, you need to cut that mess out, okay? Simple as that. Now, the next thing I want you to do, we kind of hit on that at the first part of the program when I said, you know, look at your career. You know, look at your health. Look at your relationships. Look at your home, right? And, you know, this is what you desire. This is what you want, and you want it because. Now, let's take that a step further. I want you to just go to the store and buy some little tabs or some markers or some colored index cards, and you pick whatever 3 colors, you know, black, white, red, you know, red, yellow, green, whatever, and prioritize stuff. Stop being random. Stop getting up every day going with the flow. That's not how this works. I love my girl on the commercial that's putting up the time. She's putting the pictures on her wall, and then the woman tells her, that's not right. And she says, well, I'll unfriend you. And she says, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. It's not, people. You've got to have some priorities. See the vision. Write it down. Make it plain. You know, somebody, and I want to give you this, at the beginning of the show, after you do the because I want this because, I want you to sit back and see yourself in the situation. How does it look to be happy? How does it look to be successful? How does it look to have your priorities taken care of, one priority at a time? So set a goal list. Go get you some index cards, some markers, and put things in order and say, you know what? This is my first priority this week, this day, or even in this moment. For some of you, you got so much junk going on, you can't even think a week ahead. You need to deal with now. So let's just deal with now. And let's do this as an example, because this is big. This is big. Take a marker, a pen, or even if you don't, if you can't make different colors, make some designs. Make a smiley face, you know, the little circle guy with the lips, you know, smiling. And then make one with a straight line through it, and then make one with the mouth upside down. Now, pick what matters and put it on that upside down list first, because those are the things that are distracting you. They got you with a frown on your face, right? Second, pick the things that you kind of need to do, but you don't need to, you know, do yet, but you know that they're important. When you get rid of the stuff that had your frown turned, your smile upside down, now go to the list where, you know, the smiley man just has a line instead of a smile and take care of that. And then the stuff that you're happy about, take the time to enjoy it. You're here to live life, not exist and survive it. Now, here's the next thing I'm going to give you. Here's some ways that I want you to start doing to get your act together, okay? One, start taking control of your money. If people, even if you made a commitment or draining your pocket, you need to kick them to the curb. Okay, I mean, seriously. Even if it was meant to be good, if they cannot tell you, you know what, we'll lower what you're paying us, or, you know, let's back out of this, go ahead and try to fulfill your obligation. I'm not telling you to run off and don't pay folks, and that's wrong. That's just, God ain't going to bless that. But first, talk to these people and say, can you cut this payment in half? Can I make some arrangements to pay this with you? And you need to do your best to keep your word, okay? Simple as that. Second thing, think about your health. I want you to just make one dietary change this week, okay? Eliminate fake sugar. Some of you people are still taking saccharin. What the hell is wrong with y'all? That stuff causes cancer. So if you got that little pink thing to sweeten your tea, slap yourself upside the head with it. It's not good for you. Go get some stevia. Go get some Atruvia. You know, there are lots of products out there that are natural sugars that won't jack you up. But all that stuff in Equal and saccharin, stuff is no good. But just make one dietary change. For once out the week, don't eat dessert. You know, if it's just a couple of days, and I need to take my own advice, because I love, if you've been to La Madeleine, they got a piece of coconut cake. Ooh, Jesus. All right, I'm sorry. I just had me a moment. And so anyway, do something to help you out. Next thing, relationships. Think about it like this. Who do I need to say thank you to? Sometimes just being grateful that somebody's been nice to you will make you feel better. And then think even deeper. Who do I need to forgive? So that's the first two, relationships. Who do I need to thank? Who do I need to forgive? But this is the big one. Who can I show that I love? And I'm not talking about you going buy a diamond ring or some gold. Something simple, like just a handwritten note saying, you know what, thank you. Send them an email. Send them a text message. Go do something nice. Go cut the yard. Offer to babysit. Go and buy the kid, their kids, a pizza. But just in some relationships, just take a moment. Who do I need to forgive? Who do I need to thank? Who can I show that I love them? Okay? And the last thing, space. Well, not the last thing, I'm sorry. Get rid of some clutter. Throw out some stuff. Go just look at your desk right now and figure, I don't even know this person. Why do I have their phone number in my phone? Get rid of that. Get clutter out of your life. Get some of the trash off your desk. Throw away them old drawers and socks that don't stay up on you no more. Them panties ain't had no elastic in them in so long that when you put them on, they even looking at you like, why are you bothering me? You know what I'm saying? Get you some new drawers. Get you a new pair of socks, some new T-shirts. If your T-shirts used to be white and now they're yellow, that's a hint you need some new stuff, right? But create some space in your life. Next thing, if your parents are alive, call them and tell them thank you. And if your parents are fools or idiots, call and tell them thank you anyway, that, and just say, despite what you did, I still made it, and I know that you did your best with me. So I want you to know I forgive you, and had you not had your issues, I wouldn't be the person I am today. But, you know, acknowledge it. If you're like me, both my parents are deceased. So just try to honor your parents and what you do. Now, this is, like I say, this is all stuff you can do today to get your act together. Now, the next one is sex. Don't go buy a new vibrator. I'm not telling you to do that, you know. But if you have a relationship that is romantic in nature, kiss the person that's in your life. Touch them. If you have a secure relationship, send them a picture of you scantily clad. Yes, I'm telling you to do that. Because sex is just part of life. We have so many hang-ups about sex, and it's stupid. And yes, you can be a Christian and still kiss somebody and still be intimate and romantic with them. And yes, if you're in a committed, loving relationship, you can send them a picture of you that would make them want to run home to you. It is okay, all right? Don't let people start getting your head so jacked up with religion you stop being human. The other thing, at your job, stop and just be grateful that you're working. Okay, you work with an idiot. You work with somebody that's getting on your damn nerves. I get it. But you are working. Do you remember when you didn't have that job and you first got it? You were so grateful when those people called and told you you start on whatever day. Stop for a minute and be like, God, I really want to choke the hell out of my supervisor, and I want to slap this person to my left or to my right. However, I will be paid for this on Friday or the 1st or the 15th, however you get paid. But just be grateful that you're working. And then here's the last couple of things. Take a different route home today, even a different bus. Just take a different path. Don't do the same damn thing every day, all the time. It gets old. Enjoy the beauty of whatever city, you know, like this weekend, I'm going to be hanging out with my publicist. Hey, Pam Panak, I love you, but I'm going to be hanging out with my publicist at some celebrity events and, you know, get to see the Jacksons and some other people, right? So I'm looking forward to it. I'm enjoying packing. So if you get to go out of town, this time when you go, just be grateful that you know somebody else can't do that. Or, okay, let's say you can't get out of town. Take a different bus home. Miss it. Take the train up to another stop in the neighborhood that you typically wouldn't be in. I'm not talking about one where you may get jacked and killed. I didn't say that. But I'm saying go somewhere and just kind of walk around. And if you can't buy it, just imagine walking past stores and imagining that, okay, I just bought that. Just be happy, man. Like Pharrell said, you know what I'm saying? Be happy. Now, here's the deal. Spirituality is a big thing for me. I love God. I really do love God, you know. I love the angels, and I love the Holy Spirit, and I love spending time with God because he's been with me even when I wasn't with me. Whatever your religion, I don't care if you, whatever it is, you know, God is the same God. I don't care if you call him Allah, Jesus. Anybody that's so hung up on their religion that they think your religion is wrong, they're not that godly. They're full of crap and they're really religious. But, you know, being honest, you know, my baseline belief is rooted in Christianity. And, you know, just like most Christians, I love Jesus, you know, and all of this, but I don't think because my brother's a Muslim, he's going to hell. I don't think because my sister's a Jew or that you're an agnostic or that you're a Buddhist, that because you don't believe what I believe, you're going to hell. And people that are like that, you are so full of crap, there's something wrong with you. Really, it is something really wrong with you when you can't respect that the world is bigger than your limited, narrow little view of it. So today, the things to get yourself together, one, think about your money. Don't stop being stressed. Don't go get no damn payday loan. That's a ripoff. And don't go and get this cabbage and all this stuff. I did that, man. Those people are pimping for real. You fan, they tell you it's only 12%. That's a lie. So don't do that. Next thing, on your health, just make a dietary change. You know, don't eat that piece of pie. Don't get that fried chicken. What's wrong with us? You know what? I saw people going to Popeye's chicken. Are they putting crack in the chicken? Because don't y'all know that greasy chicken is not good for you? But I will say this. I do love the CEO of Popeye's. I saw her on Undercover Boss. So I'm going to tell you, Popeye's, my hat's off to you. I don't eat your food, but I love your boss. I think that the way she loves her employees and treats people is fantastic. Relationships. Who do you need to forgive? Who do you need to thank? Who can you show that you love? Your space, move some stuff around, man. Get rid of all that crap you got. Go get you some new drawers. Get rid of them drawers with them birds and ducks on them. And brother, if your drawers look like the manufacturer's name, Swiss Cheese, it's time for some new drawers. If your drawers used to be white, now they're yellow. In other words, it doesn't even have to be a big thing. Get you a new pair of socks. You know, do something good. Create some space in your life. If your parents are living, call and tell them, you know what, I know you did your best. You crazy. And you almost managed to have me turn out like you, but I didn't. No, I'm just kidding. And if you're like me and your parents are long gone, just be thankful for the good things they put in you. Now, sex, you know, try to have sex with a person, not yourself. No, I'm just kidding. But if you're going to have sex, make sure with someone that you care about, someone that you're trying to build something with, send them a picture. Make them go, oh, Lord, let me hurry up and get home today. Or, dang, I'll be so glad if it's a long-distance thing. Ooh, I can't wait to see you. That just made me, I think I'm getting on Mega Bus or Greyhound. I got to see you, boo. But do something. And if your lover is in the same city, you know what? Go home and take you a wash off. No, don't take a wash off. Please take a real bath. And be romantic and tell them to do it too so both of y'all won't be musty. Next thing, work. Be grateful for your job. Be happy that God has blessed you to be gainfully employed, man, because a lot of people aren't. And unemployment ain't no joke. So if you're working at Mickey D's and you're on high fries or you have a job paying five and got and you plan getting six figures a year, be thankful, man. Everybody is not living the way you're living. What you are calling struggle, someone else would call bliss. You feeling me? And especially if you're in one of these countries like America, Canada, the Middle East, it's so many people that wish they had the life you're living. So stop being so damn spoiled and stuck up. Next thing. Take a different way home. Take a different route, man. And while you're riding the bus, riding the subway, driving your car, if you get stuck in a traffic jam, turn the music up and enjoy the little ride. Go take a different route. Go take a back road. You may not be in traffic. It may take you 20 extra minutes to get home, but you can ride on the back roads and see the country and look at the trees and whatever. You know, that's a beautiful thing to do. The next thing, just love somebody like yourself. Last thing, I want you to spend some time with your angels, with the Holy Spirit, and with God. And shut your mouth. Stop asking him for stuff. And just let know that, you know what, God, you've been so good to me. And back for the recap, what I want you to do is when you start writing this thing, say right now, this is what I desire regarding my blank, my body, my relationships, my home, my work. And then up under it, put, I want to return to my ideal body weight. I want to get a better paying job. I want a great relationship. I want to have a beautiful home. And then up under right, because, for each one of your I want statements, I want this because. And then just sit there and visualize it. Change your vibration. You'll change your life. Anyway, I'm about to get out of here. So last thing I want to tell you, if you haven't done so, go to the D. Yvonne Young page on Facebook. That's D. Ivan, for those of you that keep mispronouncing my name. D-I-V-A-N Young. Hit the like button on the fan page. And there's a picture of me with this nice little Anglo lady that is a nurse where I was doing a book signing. That is not my girlfriend. I had a stalker create a fake Facebook page. That's not my page, y'all. It is not my page. My page, I have on a suit, or there's an orange background with me shaking hands with a lady. You feeling me? So the last thing I want to say, you have an awesome day today. I love you madly. Don't miss the show on Sunday night. It is going to be off the chain. And when I say off the chain, we're going to be talking about some stuff that you really need to know. So watch Facebook, watch your email, or go to the website, and you'll be able to check it out. I love you madly. Have a great day today. Bye now.